Jessie J, Price Tag here on Today FM. Huge song for her back in the day. Featured in Pitch Perfect as well, the first one for some strange reason. Everyone used to love that. 80's on the line. 80, how are you today?
How's it going, Ferg? How are things?
I'm good. We're talking about strange observations that you've made from being in other countries. You were in Germany. What did you find?
Well, you know, I was working in Germany. This was back in the 90s. I don't know if they still do it today. But if a gang of us were out in the lash, as they say, you'd never pay for your drink till the end of the session at the minute there. So
I think that's the same. I think that's the same. We were in Munich a couple of months back, and I'm pretty sure it was the exact same.
All right, yeah. So, you know, you'd never pay. Everybody just pay at the end separately forever. So I don't know how they kept account of it, because, you know, how we kept account of it as well, more to the point. But as well as that, like, it wouldn't be uncommon for them to bring their dog into the pub with them, like, and there wouldn't be a little poodle over there that have, like, Alsatians and Rottweilers and all. That would be very common over there. So that's what I found about it.
And, Great Danes and all sorts of things coming into the pub.
Big dogs.
Sitting beside you at the bar, like.
There, yeah, exactly. Sitting beside them at the bar. And us there looking at this dog, is he going to bite the head of me or the story?
Yeah, we're kind of only normalising with that now. We kind of have a couple of dog-friendly pubs. I know the Fionn Bar in Cork is a brilliant one. I know I've often been in there and there's been a dog out the back or something messing around. Yeah, you don't see it that often, I suppose. You know, and particularly not big dogs. It's always small dogs.
Yeah.
Interesting, Eddie. Thank you so much for coming on with me.
All right, Ferg.
Have fun. Yeah. Have a lovely day. Got Mark. Mark lives in the Netherlands for a while. Mark, how are you?
Well, Ferg, how you doing?
I'm good. Listen, tell me about some of the differences over there.
Yeah, so I've been sort of studying here for the last 2 years. And yeah, I agree with you about the whole drinking culture. Drink small ones here. And not pints, but when you go home, you can't keep up with the lads, so that's sort of bad. But one funny thing here is like the escalator rule. So if you're in an airport or a train station or whatever, you're supposed to keep the left-hand side free. So you queue up along the right-hand side so people can just run by you on the left-hand side if they need to catch a train or a bus or whatever.
I agree with that, and that's the same. It's usually like that in most countries. It is that, you know, you stay to the right and everyone pass. I don't know why we don't do that in Ireland, because there is nothing more annoying than if you need to get somewhere quick and you can't get down the escalator because there's a load of people just standing there and with suitcases and all that in the way. So I kind of do agree with that.
Yeah, like when I get back into Dublin, it actually annoys me now.
I can see that. Yeah. Also, you mentioned kisses there, three kisses on the cheek as well. So as opposed to, I would have thought it was just one, two. So, mwah, mwah kind of thing. But no, it's a mwah, mwah, mwah kind of thing.
Yeah, now this is pretty messed up. And it's awkward when you get here first. So, if you have like a Dutch female friend or acquaintance, whatever, and you want to greet them, so it's usually like you shake their hands first, and then it's three kisses. So one kiss on left cheek, then right, and then left. And then, that's it.
Yeah. So back of the net, straight away. Straight in, no kissing. There you go. Well, yeah, technically straight in and loads of kissing. Can I ask you one question? Just going back there to the drinking thing, right? Would I be right in saying that when you're on the continent, though, sometimes the drinks can be a lot stronger as well? So the likes of these Duvals and things like that. So, like, it would make sense that you would get a glass of that rather than the pint of that. That's kind of something that you'd see in Belgium. You'd see it. I know I saw it when I was at Grass Pop at a festival there recently. That literally was all in glasses, but it was because it was for your own good. You know what I mean? Listen, it was lovely chatting to you, Mark. Have a lovely time, and I'll see you soon.
Right, cheers, Mark.
All the best. Good luck. We're talking about observations that you've made from different cultures around the world. Mike has got a contact. In New Zealand, you take off your shoes going into your neighbour's house, and you can't park your car against the flow of traffic. That's two very good points there. Jason has also got in contact. He says, things we don't do anymore, timetables. I have two daughters, both doing honours maths for the leaving, and I need to multiply 3 by 4 on a calculator is needed. Sorry, if they need to multiply, they will go to 3 by 4 on the calculator. Yeah, come on. Times tables. 2 by 2 is. 2 by 4 is. Yeah, God, I remember learning them. Jesus.
Falling into you. Fergal Darcy. Today FM.